With SRN News, I'm Ron Taylor. Former President Donald Trump campaigning in Western Pennsylvania Saturday evening. During the course of his remarks, he confessed that Franklin Graham has exhorted him to keep his language clean during his rallies.
So he said, President, we love your stories. We love your speaking. We love everything about you. You're a great Christian. We love everything about you. But, sir, please, please don't use any bad language, bad words.
Mr. Trump admitted why he had lapsed, despite Graham's plea.
He said, your stories will even be better. And I wrote him back. I said, I'm going to try and do that. But actually, the stories won't be as good. Because you can't put the same emphasis on. So tonight, I broke my rule. I've done it for a week.
Mr. Trump referenced was an exchange he had last summer with CEO of the Billy Graham Evangelistic Association. Also at SRNnews.com, SpaceX has filed a lawsuit against a California agency this week after the body it rejected a proposal to increase the company's launches from the state's coastline to 50 per year. Bernie Bennett has details.
The California Coastal Commission made its decision despite the U.S. Air Force endorsing the plan on the grounds that more launches of Starlink and Starshield, the defense-focused unit, are critical to national security. In the lawsuit, SpaceX says that the commission engaged in, quote, naked political discrimination when some commissioners cited the political activity of CEO Elon Musk while also trying to unlawfully regulate federal agency activities. Akash Tuguli, vice president of Americans for Prosperity, told the Salem Radio Network that the California Coastal Commission is practicing socialism.
It should be terrifying to any American who even somewhat believes in free markets, free enterprise, and the concept of private companies.
Bernie Bennett reporting.
Striking workers at Boeing will vote next week on a new offer that could end a walkout that has lasted more than a month. Boeing and the union representing them have said that they've negotiated a new proposal. This is SRN News. Britain has outlawed prayer. With more, here's SRN's Michael Harrington.
At least outside abortion clinics, a man has been found guilty by a court in Dorset of praying silently outside a clinic because he was inside the buffer zone that was recently established by the government. The court found Adam Smith Connor guilty of, quote, disapproval of abortion. He will not be sentenced unless he violates the law again. Pro-life and free speech critics say the United Kingdom has now essentially outlawed prayer and belief, at least in certain locations. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
With Florida and the Southeast reeling from two massive hurricanes in less than a month, Southern Baptist Disaster Relief is putting out a call for more volunteers. Baptist Press reports that calls for more volunteers are coming from Florida, Tennessee, and South Carolina, amongst other states. That has resulted in more disaster relief training classes in Southern Baptist churches across the region. More online at srnnews.com. More and more people are using payment apps to send and receive money.
As app use has grown in recent years, the Consumer Finance Protection Bureau and Consumer Reports have issued guidance on best practices to avoid pitfalls consumers may not expect. For instance, funds stored on Venmo or Cash App typically lack the deposit insurance you'd get from a bank, except in certain cases. You're also losing out on interest you could be earning from a savings account when you keep money in those apps. John Scott reporting.
Judges punishing rioters for storming the Capitol nearly 4 years ago fear the nation faces more political violence on the cusp of the next presidential election. Some judges at Washington's federal courthouse frequently expressed those concerns during sentencing hearings for the hundreds of Capitol riot cases. District Judge Reggie Walton said during a recent hearing that he prays Americans accept the outcome of next month's election. You'll find more news at srnnews.com. I'm Ron Taylor.